In a sweep that's given new meaning to the phrase blue light special, hundreds of young people in Houston were arrested after midnight on Saturday in response to complaints about youths gathering at night in a Kmart parking lot. Dozens of officers rounded up a primarily young crowd. 278 people went to jail. Many of those arrested are protesting what they say is harsh and excessive treatment. Some say they were merely shopping at the 24-hour Kmart or at the next-door restaurant when the police arrived. Houston Chronicle reporter Ron Nisimov reported the story.
I covered the police beat in the morning, Sunday morning, and it was like a hotel all day long. There were literally hundreds of people there waiting to get their children out of prison, and it was just kind of an astounding situation. There was a lot of anger. First of all, this was a parking lot at a 24-hour Kmart. How do they determine who's in there to do business and who's out there loitering?
Presumably, you had a chance to talk to the police. What did they tell you about the premise of this arrest?
Well, the police is keeping a very tight lip on matters right now. They announced yesterday that they're going to be conducting an internal investigation. A couple of police supervisors spoke to us on the condition of anonymity yesterday, telling us that this thing had been planned for several weeks in response to a series of reports of drag racing around in the area. And when they got to the scene early Sunday morning, they discovered there was no drag racing. So apparently the captain in charge just said, well, just round up everybody and take them to jail on trespassing charges.
The kids who were arrested ranged in age from what to what? What was the youngest age?
We got a report that the youngest person who was arrested was a 10-year-old girl who was separated from her father. There were 30 to 40 juveniles who were arrested for breaking curfew as well as, and some of them were also charged with criminal trespass, and the rest of the people who were arrested were adults. Even if they were adults, primarily they were teenagers, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old.
And did parents know what had happened to their children? Were there parents who didn't know why they didn't come home?
Yeah, there were some parents who had no idea. I talked to a Cambodian immigrant, a woman who'd been in Houston for 22 years, whose her son is a straight-A student who went to Kmart just to get a little bit of water. And she was up waiting all night for him to come home. She had no idea what happened, and he wasn't able to call her from the police station till 6 o'clock in the morning, and she was crying there the next day, completely baffled as to what was going on.
What happened when some of those people arrested showed the police officers receipts from things they had just bought at Kmart or the nearby restaurant, the Sonic Drive-In?
Nothing. The police just arrested them, and one girl said she literally had to shake in her hand from the drive-through there she went to eat something. And the police told her that it doesn't matter, the Houston Police Department is going to treat everyone equally this evening.
What has Kmart said about
this? They haven't said anything, which is kind of surprising to me. The one thing that they have said is that the police action was something that was taken completely by the Houston Police Department, that it's not something that they knew about.
Now, there is often the complaint amongst teenagers that there aren't enough places to go to hang out. Of course, some of these people were just using the store, I guess. But is that something you heard, that they had no other place to go, and that's why they congregated the Kmart?
Yeah, I think that's, in Houston, there is sort of a problem like that. There's not a whole lot of, there's no places to walk. There's sort of a car culture here, almost like Los Angeles. There's a couple of main strips where people show off their cars. There's also no zoning in Houston, and there's a lot of residential areas around these places, and that's one of the reasons that the police took the actions. There were so many complaints from people trying to sleep, and they said they couldn't go to sleep till 3 o'clock in the morning on weekends.
Well, Ron Nisimov, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, you're welcome.
Ron Nisimov is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle.